Welcome to the Doghouse. And Ken explains tonight why he's going to have to renounce his U.S. citizenship when we talk about how Americans are trying to destroy MotoGP.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
So what I just heard was Phil was right. I heard you just say Phil was right about something.
I never say Phil is right. First of all, those words will never cross my lips. Okay.
They just did, and I'm going to cut them into a sound clip.
Okay. And it doesn't involve NBC.
More importantly.
Well, that's even better.
Oh, that's terrible. And then I'm going to renounce my Hayden Deegan fan club membership.
Okay, I want to hear that. Okay, I'm interested in that since I don't know anything going on the.
You
missed a little. You missed a lot.
One of the most egregious, childish things I've ever seen on two wheels.
He has a habit of doing that.
Put it this way:
that's one of his immaturity.
I'd rather root for Roman Fanati.
Well, I wasn't nearly impressed by that. If you would have said that you were going to go for some guy named Roczen, I would have been more impressed.
I mean, no.
you can't go that far, huh?
I mean, the hatred runs strong in me, Ken.
I gotcha.
But what he did, I think, is as bad as Roczen.
Oh, yeah. There's 100%
what he did was as bad as what Roczen.
Oh, well, why don't you guys go ahead and explain it since I've already sworn all off right. The chase.
So to catch people up, and you can judge and this, that, and the other thing. Roczen, what was it, about 7 years ago, showed up to the Supercross press conference thing in a suit and tie and driving an Acura NXS.
Yes,
driving the Acura NXS. I don't have a problem with. I've driven one myself a couple times. They're fun. Mm-hmm. They're fast. They're cool. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. And very low. Very low. That,
yeah. Right? Very cool. I like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wearing a suit and tie. You know what? I probably wouldn't have had a problem. Wouldn't have been my choice because there's these things called sponsors. But then when they asked him why he was wearing a suit and tie, he said, because I want to class this organization up. Where everybody else was wearing their sponsorship shirts and their team shirts. He was like, F my sponsors, F my team, F all that. You're a bunch of American Yahoos, and I'm your.
Come on now. We all know this. I want to hear what Deegan did.
All right. Well, I just need to catch people up so they understand how serious I take this.
Yeah, you went back about 6 years.
So, my Shimoda.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I'm a Shimoda fan club person. I like Joe Shimoda. I think he gives his effort. I think
Joe Schmo has done a great job.
But at the end of the day, he's still Japanese, and I still root for Americans over Japanese.
I would have agreed to that before tonight. Okay.
Right? I still do that because, I believe like that movie Chris Rock was in said, God bless America, no place else, right? Like, I'm just there, right?
That's okay, I'm Vietnamese now, but go ahead.
I know that. So we're at war with your start of the show. But anyways.
You couldn't beat us last time.
Race one of round three of the Super Motocross, which is to me, as a motocross rider, should be the lowest priority in your year, right?
Absolutely.
Nobody's watching this.
No, nobody cares.
It's three extra races that NBC and stuff is trying to do to get money because they effed up the Monster Energy sponsorship and the Monster Million.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a ratings thing, right? Like, I think they missed the whole concept on that. That was on a Saturday night in the middle of end of October, where people are home and like, I want to watch something. This is like three weekends. All it is three extra motocross races that nobody watches anyway.
Couldn't agree more.
Race one of the 250s.
So far, so good.
Race one of the 250s. Deegan did okay. I don't even remember where he placed now. I'm going to say I thought he was
second.
Yeah, I believe he was second behind Joe Shimoda, who's the last two rounds has been like taken off. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. He was not. He was, where is Deegan? Yeah, Deegan. I'm sorry. He was. Deegan was second. Joe Shimoda has had a hell of a last few races, right? He was coming on strong at the end of motocross season. And Joe Shimoda, by taking a first and getting that win over last round, he got the win over Deegan. He took the overall, so he was up about 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in race one, him first. Deegan got hung up on the start, had to race his way through everybody. By the time he got there, he was maybe 40 yards behind Shimoda at the finish line. Well, another lap, he'd have caught him. But that wasn't the case, right? Nope. He didn't. Boom. Okay. Setting up for a big race at the end. Kenjo Shimoda finished, I think he needed to finish like fourth or better to win the championship. Quote, I'm going to put the championship in quotes. Deegan needed to win and Shimoda had some bad luck.
Yeah. Shimoda had to finish second or better to win the championship.
Okay, second or better. Whatever. So, the race goes. The race goes. Towards the end of the race, who are one and two? Deegan and Shimoda. Right? Deegan slows his pace down, knowing Shimoda's in second. And then spends, about a lap and a half trying to take Shimoda out.
Yeah, two laps. And not
maybe it could have been two laps.
Yeah, taking him out is a little bit of an understatement.
Intentionally running into him in the corners, letting him pass, and then trying to take him out in the corners. Just a terrible, terrible display of a sport. Yeah. No sportsmanship.
Very poor sportsmanship.
Here's the deal, bud. If you screw up around and you're not going to win the championship, you race to win and you leave it on the table. You don't race to take somebody out. The only good thing about this is in that his last attempt to take Shimoda out, he bungled pretty good and broke his collarbone. Not Joe Shimoda, Deegan broke his collarbone.
Yeah, he crashed into Joe, knocked them both down. Joe got back up. Deegan got up, but he was in bad shape. He had broken his collarbone.
So any word of penalties being applied?
Yes. So yes. They fined him five penalty points, right? Because it was the second violation after a hit to Cole Davies. They fined him five penalty points. So instead of finishing, I don't know where he would have finished fourth. I got to do the math on the thing.
It cost him $50,000 and the privilege of running the Motocross of Nations.
Yeah. Plus, it cost him his standings in this race he's trying to do. Look, at that point, you're not going to win the championship. Just be a man, right? Try and be a man, not a little spoiled brat. Be a man.
Kind of what he is.
Show that you're better than the guy who's going to win the championship. Go on to win Supercross and a couple other things and be a good person. Instead, he sat there trying to take him out. If I was them, I'd sit him the first two rounds.
I think 5 points is a ridiculously small penalty.
It's nothing because that's the other thing is if this is such a prestigious championship and a combination of the two, he should be suspended the first 2 to 3 rounds of Supercross.
I would think so. Yeah,
I would, but they're not going to because this means nothing.
Intentionally taking out another rider. As much as on this show we have sort of preached that on a number of occasions. I think when you're not fighting for a championship, and they weren't fighting for a championship,
he had to take out Joe and hope that somebody got in front of Joe before he got back up to have
Joe get knocked down and somebody get in between them.
Yeah, but taking the action yourself and doing that is totally a show of poor sportsmanship. And I think if the sport wants any respect at all, 5 points is not going to get him that. Yeah.
And if Yamaha wants any respect, they gotta discipline him on the team.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Right,
like I would definitely agree.
I feel like Yamaha should be making an announcement in the next week or so, being like, "Sorry about his bad luck. When you ride like a jerk, we're going to sit him the first two rounds."
Do you penalize him in Supercross or do you penalize him in Motocross? Would he be on the 450s?
I penalize him in Supercross, so that
on the 250
Shimoda can win the 250. Well, I see that's the thing.
I doubt they're really going to.
They're not going to do that. But yeah, I would penalize him in Supercross.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I would penalize him.
And there's another key, little bit of a, I can't say key information, but in the first race, he cut a jump. There's a corner in the sand section, and he cut the corner by jumping diagonally across, and he landed on another rider, hit his head with both wheels, and laid him out. So they had to go in and put a big pole in that corner to prevent that somebody from jumping that corner again in the second race.
No penalty for that?
No penalty for that.
I don't necessarily know if I disagree with what he did there.
I do, because you could see there was another rider going through that section. And he was the only one doing that jump to cutting the corner.
Yeah, but I think he had done that in practice, and they said nothing to him.
Was he jumping over? I had a question. I had a question. Was he jumping over tough blocks on the corner?
No, there was not. There was nothing.
There was no nothing tough
blocks. There was nothing there. So yeah. It was open. It was wide open.
It was wide open, but it was off the track.
It was a 90-degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
If you had run off that in that section and just if you had just ridden across that section, they would have penalized you for leaving the track.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knew that too. He knew that too because they walked the track with all the riders.
Yes.
The day before. So they all get to know exactly where the bounds are and where you cannot go and where you can go. So he knows all that. They walk the track with all the riders. Just to avoid injuries by somebody doing something like going off a track, coming back in and, you know, thinking they can get away with it. But anyway,
and of course,
he's probably done himself much more than a collarbone in damage. And I don't mean points wise and things like that.
Fan wise.
Is it fan wise with other riders out there? They're going to think, hey, what an asshole this guy is.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
he acted like a little spoiled bitch brat.
Yeah, yeah, and that's going to follow him for a while.
Yeah, and it's going to take a long time for that to do out.
But he has shown that tendency. I've noticed that in him
a lot. Yeah, he's had his moments.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely has.
I think it kept me from being
a big Deegan fan because he comes across as a spoiled brat. He really does.
I think the thing that I would do if I was Yamaha is I would ban his father from the pits.
Yeah,
the Yamaha pits.
Yeah,
next season.
Yeah,
I am not saying it, but when the father is always quick to jump out, and I haven't seen anything of him defending his son after this past weekend, mm-hmm. but in the past, every time his son did something like that, he defended it, and I'm thinking Yamaha didn't tell him to slow up and take him out.
No, that was a strategy that was discussed between him and his father. You know that.
Yeah, right.
If it gets to this, this is what you do.
If I was Yamaha, I'd be saying, hey, you're not welcome here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't like it. Your son don't like it. I'm actually at a point where I know he is probably the only person that's right now that has got a chance at battling Jet Lawrence for a championship. Right. I don't see anybody else right now that I think is fast enough to do it.
No,
and I would, if I was Yamaha, I'd be like, listen, if you don't like that your daddy can't be here, boy, well, then too bad. You can go find another ride.
He doesn't need his daddy there.
He's 19 years old. He's 19.
Yeah. And you got to start acting like it. You want to you want to be the champion. You want to be this. You want to be that. You got to start acting like it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see whether he learns a lesson from this because if he repeats that performance again, he may find his career over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, if I was Supercross and I was motocross, I would penalize the crap out of him. I might even penalize him the first two rounds of both series.
Well, we'll see what happens.
That's what I would do.
We'll see what happens.
Terrible for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was terrible for Yamaha. I think that was terrible for Deegan. It was terrible for Shimoda. It was terrible for the fans. There's nobody that benefited from
it. I would be more concerned about what kind of message that sends to young riders than anything. Yeah. And a lot of them are in the stands watching those races or, you know, down in the off track sections and things like that, and you know, and saying, okay, this is supposed to be the.
I need to run into one of my competitors to make sure that I finish ahead of them.
Well, slowing down to allow the guy that's in second place to catch up with you, just so you can take him out. Just to wreck him.
Yeah,
just to wreck him. Look, you know, if they were battling, if Shimoda caught him and he's doing everything he can to keep Shimoda from caught and he catches him, and they have a racing incident, that's different.
Yes,
this is not a racing incident. This was not a racing incident. And now, if I was Shimoda, Joe Shimoda, here's the doghouse advice for you. Contact a guy named Roman Fanati. If not, contact the doghouse. I know some people that used to race hair scrambles that can teach you how to do this, that when you're wrecked next to the guy, you can just reach over and grab his brake or his clutch, depending on which side you are.
There's a lot of stuff you can do. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you're going to be that.
Never happened, Phil. Joe Shimoda? Never happened.
Joe Shimoda, the next time that happens, do that.
And yeah, if I was
say something, be like, he was putting my health at risk, so I put him down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to fault Shimoda for taking revenge against him. The other side of that is if Shimoda got out of this without an injury and Deegan got the broken collarbone, Shimoda may say, well, he got his, right?
Don't be that guy, Shimoda.
He is. He's Japanese.
Well, no, I mean, like, I understand. Like, he's like, I won the championship. He failed. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
I have not seen that in anything.
That's fine. Rub it in his face. Mm-hmm. But learn to defend yourself. Don't let somebody push you around like that.
Well, he sent another message, right? The other riders are going to look at that and say, okay, this is the way Deegan's going to play. Yeah. Okay, fine. We're going to know that going into it, right? And we're going to race
differently.
You're going
to have other riders who are going to look at Joe Shimoda and be like, I can hit him all I want and he won't do nothing back.
I don't know so much of that. I mean, they may look at Shimoda as being, you know, kind of the guy that acted in a sportsmanship way
that's not the way it
should. That didn't work well for Bam Bam. Bam had a reputation of revenge in his early career and it did not serve him well. So,
no. You know, well, we're still calling him Bam Bam.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
he
does ride like Bam Bam.
He does. Yeah.
There was another incident this weekend that kind of flew under the radar. It was Chase Sexton. He crashed and kind of laid on the track for several laps, and they didn't red flag it. And, you know, when a rider's laying on the track for as long as that,
Not if it's Chase Sexton. Okay, they've seen him on the track so much over this season. They probably say, "Oh, Chase is down. Big deal."
They were probably like just blind to it. I didn't catch. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I've been working a weird shift at work. I didn't catch. Is there any news on his injury, Warren?
No, I didn't. Supercross never puts anything out about injuries.
No, I know. Well, I was hoping maybe his team did or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. But, yeah, he was out there for a lot longer than he should have been.
Yeah.
I just felt that was kind of a rough thing there to watch. Landed hard.
Yeah, I don't understand how sometimes you're – I guess it's whether or not the guy's talking and what they feel is possible, but again, it says concussion and shoulder injury.
I just think Chase Sexton goes down so much that the rest of the riders think he's a corner worker, you know? Yeah.
The other guys just think, and the corner workers think he's just part of the track.
That's right.
Again, before we run out of time, because we just did 20 minutes bitching about Hayden Deegan.
Oh wow!
What did MotoGP do that I missed?
I don't know if we mentioned last week about Gunther Steiner taking over the Tech 3.
All right, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk. There's nothing American sounding about the name Gunther Steiner.
Well, just give it a while.
I've met like four Gunthers in my life, and none of them been American. Keep going.
Give it a while. So Gunther Steiner comes out of the F1 world, right? F1 changed the championship rating within Formula One so that F Formula Two, which had been like the under series, right, for Formula One for years, you could be an F2 champion, and that gave you a big, you know.
Yeah, it was like being a Moto2 champion. It was like
exactly. That's a perfect example. Yeah. It's like a Moto2 champion. And the people that are big Formula One fans hated that because they basically took away all the championships, Formula Two championships that existed. They no longer included you in the record books in Formula Two. Hmm. So that happened, right? That happened. Gunther Steiner comes over from TEF3. And I'm not saying Gunther Steiner did this, but I'm suspicious. But let me go on. Okay. I actually think it was Liberty Media that was behind this. What is Liberty Media known for? Formula One. Okay. They've had Formula One for a while now. They've had great success with Formula One, but Formula Two has kind of like disappeared because it's not a championship series anymore. So what does Dorna do this week? Dorna goes out to all the media outlets and says, from now on, you are not allowed to call Moto3 or Moto2 victories as championship, meaning they took away championships from a bunch of riders. Okay, so let's talk about some of those. Danny Pedrosa never had a MotoGP championship, but he had three in the under series, okay? Two in Moto3, I believe, and one in Moto2.
Okay, all right, wait. Okay. I need a clarification.
Wait, okay, go ahead.
I don't know what Warren needs, but I need a clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Are they saying, like, right now we say Mark Marquez is a 10-time champ where he's got nine MotoGP and one MotoGP?
You're close. You're close. Mark Marquez has nine total championships. And, he doesn't have the 10th yet. He will, but he now going forward, he will only have seven.
Yeah, so I am okay with this.
Okay, you explain.
I've been arguing
with
this for years. Nobody listens to me.
Okay,
when you're calling a world championship and you're talking about a guy's MotoGP world championships, there should be a distinction between
MotoGP
championship and a Moto2. But when they talk about Mark Marquez and they talk about Rossi and they talk about some of these other guys and they talk about Agostini, they just lump in all their championships from every class.
But they don't do that in the record books. They don't do that in the record books. It shows Mark Marquez won seven MotoGP championships, one in Moto3 and one in Moto2.
They do it. The nine-time champ.
Well, I don't care what the guys on TV. I know, and I hope the people that are really fans of MotoGP know Marquez got seven.
Fans of MotoGP know, but Joe Average viewer that's watching for the first time gets confused.
Okay, well, I don't care about Joe who's watching it for the first time because I don't know if he's going to be Joe that watches it for 5 years.
That's where the new fans are going to come from.
Okay, the problem is, you're taking away, there's a lot of riders that never got a MotoGP championship and you're taking their championships away.
So there's no such thing as a Moto2 championship at all anymore.
That's correct.
What do they call it?
We don't know. That's still up in the air, but I can tell you that in Formula Two, there is no Formula Two championship anymore.
What do they call the guy who wins the series?
They call it. There's a name for it, and I'm trying to remember what they call it. A feeder series. It's all it is a feeder series now.
But when there's a points winner because there isn't every feeder series.
That's probably what they'll call you a points winner. They'll call him probably points winner or something like that. But he won't be in the record book as a champion. This is what Dorna's telling the media now. The outrage from the fans has been the real fans, the fans that would know things like this, has been extremely negative, and to the point of a lot of them saying we're done with it if they do this, because Danny Pedrosa will have no championships. And there's a bunch of other riders, very notable ones, actually.
Danny Pedrosa doesn't have any. They didn't take any away. He doesn't have any GP championships. Moto2 championships.
He has two 125s, one 250.
All right, so here's what I'm going to argue with you, and I'm not trying to be...
I'm not following you, Phil.
Here's where I'm arguing with you, right? Mm-hmm. Right here on the Formula 2 website and the Formula 1 website, they listed as a Formula 2 driver standing for the FIA Formula 2 2005 championship. So it's not that... I think you misread that.
Go to MotoGP News. Go to MotoGPNews.com. The exact quotes from Dorna are in there.
Yeah, but they're translation quotes, right? And I think you're taking this wrong. I think the average
I'm not alone. Fan is taking I guarantee you I'm not alone because the
oh, no, I know that. Okay. I genuinely think the average person on the planet's an idiot and has bad reading comprehension.
That would have to be true, right? We've experienced it.
I mean, we know that for a fact. Here's what I'm going to say is I don't see – I'm looking for the article on MotoGP, but I don't necessarily see
– They may still call it – let's back up a little bit.
They're going to still call it the Moto2 Championship.
Okay.
What they're not going to do is count that in the grand – when they talk about somebody being a – right now, Agostini's, what, a 13-time champion or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But because he has those other class wins, you're going to start knocking that down. This is just a ploy to make Mark Marquez the greatest of all time.
That you are correct. That's
that
exactly
I don't
what
like
it is
about it.
That's exactly
but
what it
I'm
is.
What I'm going to say is that it's no different that when NASCAR lost their wins or gave up the Winston sponsorship because you couldn't have cigarette stuff on TV and they went to Nextel. Remember back then? Right. Was the Nextel Cup. Yep. On the next championship, on the next race, the first race of the season as Nextel as their sponsors, they did not call Dale Earnhardt Jr. I mean, Dale Earnhardt, a seven-time Winston Cup champion. They called him a seven-time Nextel Cup champion. And he'd never won the, quote, Nextel Cup.
Right.
It's just
and a that's why there's thing. A that's why there's a Winston Cup museum and not a... You know, they've taken all that out of their stuff. You're right. I had forgotten about that.
Right. And every series does that. Every series does that. But I am – look, I don't call – here we go. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if you're going to get hurt, but I think you actually agree with what they're doing. Do you call – when you're going to list Jet Lawrence's Supercross championships, how many does he have?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's got two, right?
No. According to you, he's got five. Because he's got 250 championships. He's got three of them.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what the exact numbers are, but yes, I think he does.
Right. But you just went his 450s. It is normal to just, when you're talking about somebody racing and their championships, to just talk about the level they're racing in at the time. And you don't, no one counts Ricky Carmichael's, no one counts Ricky Carmichael's 250 championships in his five-time Supercross championships, because then he'd be six-time champion.
We're just going to disagree.
No, wait. Here's the logic. Yeah. Is Ricky Carmichael a five-time champion or a six-time champion?
I don't think you should do it that way.
But we do it all the time.
Let me finish. If MotoGP said the way what we're going to do is you're not going to say that Mark Marquez is a nine-time champion, MotoGP champion. You're going to say he's a one-time 250 Moto2 champion and he's a one-time 125 champion.
Yes.
Or Moto3. I'm okay with that, but that's not what they're telling them, and that's not what the quote says.
I think you're reading that wrong. I think that's exactly how they're going to do it. That's how they do it in F2.
But that's not what they're
that's
doing.
That's how we do
that's
it in Supercross.
Well, go read MotoGP. Okay.
Hey, this is one of those things you're going to have to wait to see.
Josh Harrington.
Yes, because the outrage from
Josh Harrington in Moto America, two-time champ or three-time champ. But I want Bobby Fong to win the championship because he's never won.
I don't
won
know
one.
How many Super
Bobby
Sports
Fong got a won. Got Bobby Fong got a 600 champ, a Super Sport championship, a Stock 1000 championship. Bobby Fong, I don't consider a two-time Moto America.
Why don't they all count? Why don't they all count?
Because they're different classes, and that's all.
So distinguish that difference.
They, I'm sure that's the way it's going to be, Ken.
That's not what they said. That's not what the
quote was. I think you're reading
was.
It wrong.
You go read it and you tell me what your read is.
I will.
On.
When somebody can send me a link to it, I will.
It's MotoGPNews.com.
I'm there. I still don't see this.
You have to scroll down.
Didn't even make the news.
No, it's in there. I that's where I found it. It showed up in my feed. I went to it and read it.
Oh, are you sure it was on MotoGP and not somebody else's site?
MotoGPnews.com.
MotoGPnews.com? So that's not MotoGP.com/news.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. There's a huge difference between an actual sanctioned body site and somebody's
based on that, everything we say on this show.
I don't want you to be an American.
Bill just said if it's not in the Wall Street Journal, it's not doesn't count.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Listen here, clickbait, Ken. No one cares what your opinion.
Go do some research.
We'll be back next week.
Go to work.